representative of the United States.
Thank you, Mr. Vice President. The United States welcomes the delegation from Colombia led by Ms. Elizabeth Inez Taylor Jay, Vice Minister of Multilateral Affairs in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. The United States commends Colombia's commitment to advancing democracy and human rights. Successful implementation of the 2016 Peace Accord remains vital to sustainable progress on this commitment. In the spirit of cooperation, we recommend that Colombia, number one, strengthen implementation of the 2016 Peace Accord through clear indicators, expanded funding, and meaningful inclusion of ethnic communities with a focus on ethnic and gender chapters of the accord. Number two, increase efforts to protect human rights defenders, environmental defenders, labor union leaders, and members of communities for peace. Expand measures to protect members of marginalized racial, ethnic, and indigenous communities, including Afro-Colombian communities, women, LGBTQI plus persons, and migrants. This should include greater accountability for those responsible for attacks against these communities, including through transitional justice mechanisms. Number three, expand services to victims of human trafficking, particularly adults, including the investigation, prosecution, and appropriate punishment of acts of gender-based violence. And four, respect, promote, and realize in good faith fundamental labor rights recognized in the International Labor Organization Declaration on Fundamental Principles and Rights at Work.